Right. Last thing we had yesterday was the union of the Bar Shava Zuza and and Aguda Shav Nami Shavya Zuza, which we said in our terms is the case where somebody takes someone's car to a different city and leaves it there. So it's worth Zuza here, it's worth Zuza here. So the Pesach of the Gemara is that Tircha is on the Mazik. The Tircha is on the Mazik. However, that's only when he's a Mazik. That's in our case, where he damaged it. If he did damage, the Tircha is on the Mazik. If he did not do damage, Chayra, there's no Tviya. The Tviya here is with his a Hezik. So if there's a Hezek, he has a Tercha. So if somebody damages someone else's car, so it comes out from our Gemara that the Tercha of towing it and bringing it to whoever it has to be, if you break someone's window in his house, so the Tercha of getting someone to come down and fix it, the Tercha, the Gemara says, is on the Mazik. Now, I don't think we ever heard of such a thing. Because I think that if somebody breaks someone else's window, he tells them, get it fixed and send me a bill. Someone's staying in someone's suit. So he says, get it cleaned and give me the bill. He doesn't, he's not matriach with it. Our Gemara says the tircha is on the mazik. However, there's a machlokes to Rosh and the Rambam. What's the pshat in the Gemara? What's pshat tircha al hamazik? The Rosh here says, seems to be a big chiddush, he just says there's a pashtus. He says that the Terech Nevela ala Mazik means the Nizik is the one who has to schlep the Nevela out. But the bill for schlepping it out, he sends to the Mazik. So the Rosh learns that the Tircha is taka on the Nizik. The bill, if you have to call a tow truck and schlep it out with a tow truck, so that bill goes to the mazik. But the actual physical tircha, the Rosh says, goes on the nizik. Which is the way people today, I think, assume. If you look in the Rambam's Lashon here in Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Aleph. Halacha Yud Gimel. One or the other. The Rambam says, his Lashon is, Al hamazik l'troyach b'devela, ad shemamtzi oise l'nizik. Al hamazik l'troyach b'devela, ad shemamtzi oise l'nizik. That sounds like the Rambam holds, that you have to mamish physically do it. If you ruin someone's suit, you have to physically bring it to the cleaners. If you damage someone's car, you have to bring it to call the tow truck. You have to make the phone call. You have to do everything. So it appears that it's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rosh, who has to actually physically make the phone calls for the tircha? Who brings the suit to the cleaners? Who goes through the physical bother? The Rosh says the nizik, the Rambam says the mazik. And you learn this Gemara, where did the Rosh get it from? The Gemara says Terech Nevela is on the mazik. Gemara says, if it's worth less than the bar, it's called on the mask for sure. If not, that's also. So it's where did the Rosh get it from? Where did the Rosh get such an idea that the Nizik is the one who has to bother with it, and it's just a bill that he could send to him? So I'm not sure. The Rosh doesn't say where he got it. The Rosh says it for a pshitas. But the Lashon of the Gemara, the previous Amid Beis, was a little matchma this way. It said, Al Baal, what's the Lashon? Gemara's Lashon was, Shabbailam Metaplam in Aveva. Shabbailam Metaplam in Aveva. So it could be the Rosh got it from that Lashon HaGemara. Shabbailim the kaplan bin Nevela. The Bailim do the tipul. They do the Asik with the Nevela. So that's Mashri, he does the Asik. I hear it says Terech Nevela is on the job of the Nazik. So the Rush, the answer to two, he said the Nizik actually does it, and the Mazik is the one that pays the bill. So if he's there, let's say Reuven broke the window in Shimon's house. So now, who does the tircha of calling the glazier, of calling the person? Who's the tircha of staying in the house till the person comes and fixes it? So the Rosh holds the nizik. Now, for something like that, I don't think he could send them a bill. Was he going to send them a bill? Send them a bill for the phone call? Certain tirchas, a tow truck is a bill. There's a bill for it. I don't know. Reuven broke the window in Shimon's house. So Shimon now has the tircha of calling a glazier and getting through to him, making an appointment and being home for him. I'm not sure what bill he could send him for that. What?
Being home.
He doesn't have to take off from work. He can have him come at a time that he's home anyway. He has home sometimes. So it doesn't sound like in most cases that the mazik will end up paying anything, which is arminic today. If Reuven breaks Shimon's glasses. So arminic today is Shimon is the one who goes to the store and orders the new ones and sends the bill to Reuven. Well, which bill does he send him? The bill for the glasses. I, the tircha of going to the store and waiting for the old business. So we never heard of anybody doing a bill. That sounds like we passed like the Rush. That's what it sounds like. Right? The law, it's not clear to me how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch in Tov Gimel, Siv Gimel, is words of the Rambam Mamish. If you look in Tov Gimel, Siv Gimel, his words are mamish, the words of the Rambam. And if you look in Smaches, he explains it. He explains the words of the Shulchan Aruch, Ki'ilu, it's the Rush. The Smach sounds like he read the Rush into the Shulchan Aruch, which I don't know exactly where you see it. If you look at the Taz disagrees with the Smach. He seems to understand the Shulchan Aruch like the Rambam, not like the Rush. It's mamish to Moshe Rambam. So what's l'maisa? If you break someone's glasses, if you're dancing at a chasen and you break someone's glasses, you have to pay. Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to pay. If you're dancing at a chasen and you break someone's glasses while you're dancing, you're potter, whatever hezek you cause. There's a p'tur if someone is Isaac in a who's rushing in an Indian shul mitzvah. But let's say it's not a chasana. Let's say you break someone's glasses. So he tells you, you go to the store, I don't want to go. So it's not like the Ram of the Rush. Alright, so the glasses is a bad example. Alright, the suit to the cleaners. Well, a glass, you broke someone's window. He tells you, you called the glazier. Right, or a car, he tells you, you bring the car to the, well, I usually won't tell you that because I don't have to get a car, but whatever the case may be, what? See, that's the thing. I don't know if it's a raya for the Minika Olam, because the Metzius is usually a person wants to make sure it gets done, so he takes care of it himself. Is that, what? Yeah. Yeah, also, you know, trust the other guy of your Shlom Azal, slap it out. So you want to take care of it. So maybe that's why today people don't do it. It's hard to know if it's because we pass like the Rush, or just because people today, the Goyim, don't pass like the Rush, and they also don't do it. Huh? Maybe the Rush learned it that way, because the Minhag HaOlam, I don't think his Rush is Mashma that way. You're saying the Rush may not have meant it after? I think so. I think the Rush meant it Lamaisa. The Rush's lashon is Mishanoi Daloi. When the Nizik finds out, Mutal Olav Lishtadu Laloi Semin Habar. Lashon is Mutal Olav. It's his responsibility to take it out of the bar. Schar Haloi Yifraham Mazik. And the schar of taking it out, that the Mazik has to pay. So, I don't think you can learn it two ways.
The Rosh makes sense because the Chasm there was also the Nizik. So that's why maybe it's really the Mutalala, because if he keeps it there, he's going to wait until the Mazik to get around to do it.
The Rosh makes sense because the Pchas Nevela is the Nizik, so the Nizik is gonna wait, then he's going to suffer more Pchas. I said, the Taz says that. He says, Mamish, those words. The Taz says, since the Pchas Nevela is on him, he would have to. The Sma actually seems to say, if I cared. And if you look, it's a difficult Sma. The Sma, we'll get into the Sma, but if you look at the Sma, you'll see that's really where the Taz starts with his time is on the Sma. Right, but as a matter of halacha, it's
not said that the nizik has to take it out.
The Sma says that the nizik has to take it out. The Sma, though, it's a very funny teenager. The Sma says, what happens if an animal fell into a bar? It's worth $100, fell into the bar, it's worth $50. So the nizik has to take it out. So the nizik tells the mazik, give me money, I have to pay someone to take it out. The mazik is slow in giving him the money. So he says the nizik does nothing, and the mazik just paying for the whole thing. That's what he says. It's really the nizik's responsibility. The mazik has to pay the bill. If the mazik is not coming forthcoming with the money, nizik doesn't have to lay out the money. Let it rot, and the mazik will pay him the whole thing. And that the Taz time is what you were saying. That what he means chas nevel al nizik. So the nizik has to schlep it out. He has to run someone after him with the bill. But, it's a secondary. It's a secondary issue. So the smash the Taz says, just like you have to run after the money for the whole thing, you run after for the whole for the towing also. But the Nizik's responsibility to schlep it out like the rush. All right, comes out a very machleik. The rush of the Rambam is a simple machleik. It's a very simple nafkamina. It's kind of complicated. The question is that.
What we need for the Rambam, could I wait, let's say it weighs 200 pounds when it's dead. If I wait till it disintegrates it, it'll be a lot easier to pick up, and I can do it myself. And that
So that the Rambam, that is the Taz's masking, but like the Rambam says the mazik has to be matriach. So like the Rambam, if it falls into the bar, and the mazik doesn't bring it out, and it rots in the bar, that's the mazik's absent.
Mazik could take care of his benefit.
The mazik, it's his benefit. That's a lady day, the day katara. Okay. So till now we're talking about a mazik. The Gemara now turns to ganiv, which is different. We're going to the Gemara like Rashi. You'll see some who say to machlekes Rashi and Tosfos here. They're not referring to our Tosfos. They're referring to the Tosfos. It says on the side of the page. Ayin Taisus l'kamon samaches and bav metziyat tzadik bav tzadik zayin. At least in the old-fashioned Gemara, it has here on the side of the page. That's the Taisus that argues with Rashi in our Gemara. First, let's learn the Gemara by Rashi. Amar Shmuel, ein shamin loy laganiv v'loy lagazlin ella l'nezakim ani yomer af l'shoyim. Ein shamin. What does ein shamin mean? That means that if somebody steals an animal and it goes down in value, so by a mazik, he gives the whatever's left of the animal to the nizik and he pays the difference. Not so by ganav and gazlin. Ganav and gazlin, you have to pay the whole thing. You have to keep the broken pieces or the dead animal or the whatever went down in value. You have to keep it, and you provide for the nivzal, something can shagazal, either if you stole a keli, you give the same keli, or kish, that's the value of the keli that you stole. Ein shaman, loy l'ganav, loy l'gazal, elo l'nizakim. Okay, so someone who stole, and the thing broke, and he wants to give it back, a broken thing. And let's say the broken thing has some minimal value. So the nivzal says, I don't want the broken thing. You give me back a can shagazal. Give me back something that's similar to what you stole. Why? So we'll have to see. Vani aymer af l'shayil. I say, if you borrow, it's the same thing. V'abba maydali. And Rav was maydit to me. Abba is Rav. Rav's name was Rav Abba. Doesn't mean daddy here. It means Abba was his name. Abba Moedim. Yibayla. Hechichaba. What is he saying? Is he saying Af L'Shoyol Shamin? That a Shoyol is like a Mazik, that he returns whatever's left and pays the difference. So he shuts up the difference. V'Abba Moedim and Rabba's Moedim. Oedim Achichaba. Ani Yomer Af L'Shoyol Ein Shamin. I say a Shoyol is like a Ganif. V'Abba Moedim and Abba was Moedim to me. So the boy here in the Gemara is, which way is a shayel? Is a shayel similar to a ganif? Or is a shayel similar to a mazik? To someone who borrowed it and it got damaged. The Peres Yosef, in the back of the Gemara, says that this boy in the Gemara is toloi in something that we just happened to have spoken about. We spoke about the question of all shomerim. When does a shomer have a chiyuv? Mishas, he takes it. When the shomer takes it, it creates a chiyuv. And now if nothing happens, he just gives it back. If something happens, he has to pay. Does the chiyuv start from when he takes it? Well, no. A shomer or a shayel who takes something has no chiyuv in. He took something. The chiyuv starts from the time it gets damaged. When it gets damaged, now he has chiyuv. Those are the two tzedakim. We said by Shah Shaimrim, the Ktsai says it's Mishas, you take it. And the stipla had an arichus to show, not like that it's Mishas damage. The Peres Yosef says that's this Gemara Zibayim. Do you compare a Shayel to a Ganiv? Or do you compare a Shayel to a Mazik? What's it totally in? A ganav is chayiv from when? Everyone's moedim. Ganav is chayiv from the time he takes it. If you hold a shomer or a shayel is chayiv from the time he takes it, so his chiyuvim, the way we establish his chiyuvim, are identical to a ganav. If you hold that a shomer or a shayel is only chayiv, mishas, hezik, the kozman he's holding it, he's holding the other person's chayfetz. As soon as it gets damaged, that's when the chiyuv starts. If so, he's like a mazik. The chiyuv starts mishas hezik, and then all of the rules should go through with the same rules as mishas hezik. So the Peres Yosef learns that those are the two tzedakim of the Yibaya. And let's see how the Gemara is paishit. Toshma. Ahu gavra deshol narga mechavrei. Someone borrowed a narga, a tool. What type of tool is a narga? Anybody checked it out? Rashi says. Nobody looked at the English translation. Was it a drill? What? An axe? Okay, someone borrowed an axe from his chaver. Tovra, and he broke it. Asala kame derav. So, I mean, why was the shayla? Can I give him back the broken axe and pay the difference in value? Or do I, apparently it had some value or not? So they came in front of Rav. Amalei zil shlim lei narga ma'alya. Pay him a brand new, not brand new, but a good narga, similar to what you took. Shmamina in shamin. So we see Rav held, you know, shuts up the difference. It's like a ganif. They went to be on Rav, and Rav was quiet. Shemamina shaman. It should be a raya that shaman for a shayel. It should be a raya shaman. So is this a good raya? Let's see how we pass it. Inma amulam Rav Elazar shaman laganav lagazlan. Rav Papi amen shaman. He'll just say, "Shomim loy leganav loy legazlan." Avol l'shayol shomim k'drav kahana v'rav asi. Thus haste, Rav Kahana Rav Asi told Rav Dina Hachi, and Rav was quiet. So we passed him like Rav Kahana Rav Asi, even though normally we would pass like Rav against his talmidim, against Rav Kahana Rav Asi. Normally we pass him like Rav. Why here do we pass him like them? Shosik, I guess, because Rav was quiet. So if I say he was Makabal V'Taina, since he was Makabal V'Taina, so we passed him like Rav Kahana and Rav Asi. So a Shoyal remains like a Mazik, and you pay Mishas and you pay only the difference between the present value and the original value. That's the Maskana Sagamara. Now, there's a Reb Chaim on this Gemara. It's in the Grach al HaRambam, the Tilchus Gezeila, Perek Beis. I think it's the first piece in Hilchus Gezeila, not in Hilchus Genei, in Hilchus Gezeila. And he explains this Gemara of Ein Shaman, especially for those of you, who are learning Meruba. It's an interesting piece in the Reb Chaim. We're going to do the Reb Chaim on Sunday, Mitz Hashem. We're not going to do only that. We're going to start the next Gemara. The Reb Chaim's not going to take the whole shir, so go ahead. But I'd like to show you one line in the Mukhi Yosef, which is something of a tumult, like a curiosity in the Achrayim. Mukhi Yosef is on page Dalit. It's a very short Mukhi Yosef, but everyone likes to try to figure out what was on his mind when he wrote it. Sorry, it's page Hey in the Mukhi Yosef. In the narrow lines, the piece that saw Shosik Rav. Shosik Rav. He says Shosik Rav, the Gemara Maisi Raya, mid the Shosik. Right, the Gemara is saying that since Rav was quiet, therefore we don't pass him like Rav. Kosev Harama, ze av bechol haTalmud shtika kaido adamya. The Rama says ze av bechol haTalmud. This is a makar for the whole Shas. Shtika kaido adamya. In other words, everyone knows the rule shtika kaida. You want to know the makar for shtika kaida? So to Ramah, the makar for shtika kaida is this Gemara, Shosik Rav. That's a raya shtika kaida adam. Pella otzum, mamisha pella. The Gemara in Bava Metzia da Vava Met Aleph says the following words. Hope it sounds a little familiar. Gemara in Bava Metzia da Vava Met Aleph says, quote, Tokfay echad b'faneinu mahu. Two people holding a talus. And Rav Shneur has a talus. One person grabs it away from the other person in front of Beis Din, mahu. So they're hechidah. What's the case? Either shasik, if when he grabbed it away, the other person was quiet, I do yei delay. He's being minded to him. And either sabach, mahav leilam evid. If he's screaming, what should he have done? The Gemara says the shasik for hadat tzavach. That's the Gemara. It's a mafreshi Gemara. Shtika kaidai. The Gemara, you don't have to come on to shasik rav and bring a raya, a roundabout raya. Mamish a mafreshi Gemara. The Gemara of Tafikayim. The beginning of the sugya, the first line of the sugya. Tafay echav b'fenenu mahu hechidami either shasik or duy aydila. Gemara there says that shtika kaidai adami. What do I see more from Rav Shtika than I see from that Gemara that the Rama says? The Rama is saying that's not the makar. The makar for it is here Zab b'chol haTalmud Shtika kaidai adamya. It's like a middle. What do you see here more than you saw there? No. The Gemara says that no, it's not true. It's not that case. And in that case, the Gemara never comes back. Gemara says Shosik v'hadat tzavach. So Gemara says, since he screamed later, it shows why did he scream in the beginning? Savar okafazili ravana. That's what you're thinking. But that's with Shosik v'hadat tzavach. But if you just Shosik straight through, it's shtika kaidai. What? Right. I could. I proved that if you're quiet all the way through, it's aydar. If you're quiet and then you scream later, it's not Haidah, which is true, that's the halacha. Rav here was quiet all the way through, he wasn't Hadat Tzavach. Right? Whatever it says in the Gemara is the halacha. So, So it's a plea in more than Mefarshim Bava Metzia try to find an explanation of this Rama. There's a clear by Shtika Kaido Yadanya. What does it mean Shtika Kaido? Now I have to point out your Shtika Kaido doesn't mean if you come to me in the street and you say, I owe you $100, and I say nothing, then I'm being maivan. I don't have to answer you in the street. Shtika Kaido Dami is in Bezdin. Or if you bring Aidin, you say you have a if you're quiet, you say Atem Eidai, and I'm quiet. It has to be a serious setting. It is not just Damazai, people shmuzim. But when we say Shtika Kaido, what's the reason Shtika Kaido? So you can understand two ways Shtika Kaido. You can understand, I think, the way most people understand that Shtika is Mamish Haida. If I'm quiet, it's the same thing as saying, yes, I agree with it. Look, it's Mamish Haida, complete Haida. Yes, I agree with it. Or, you can learn no. Sometimes a person says, it doesn't pay to argue with you. Shtika Kaida, I'm quiet. You tell me $100 in Bez. It's not worth it for me to fight with you. I'm being quiet. I don't want to bother. I have to pay Shtika Kaida. But it's not necessarily that I'm minded to you. I'm just saying, I surrender in Bez. I give up. I'm not going to fight with you. And I give Kayach to your Tviya. So Mimela, I have to pay. But it's not Dafka that I'm being minded that you're right. It could be. I just don't want to argue. Nafgamina. If you say I owe you $100, and I'm shaysik, and later Adam come and say that I don't owe you, that I don't owe you the money, I say they saw me pay you. Do Adam come? Do the Adam pay? Depends. If you're mashtika kahida, is it like as mamish maida? It's like a mamish said I owe you money. Well, what's the din? If a person says, the Baal Din says that he owes him money, and Edim say it differently, he's chayiv. I does Baal Din can Edim though. I does Baal Din wins against Edim. See, if you learn shtika kahidah mamish, it's like it was mamish maida. So then they're finished. If you learn shtika kahidah, they just don't want to bother fighting. Later, if I get Edim, I could bring Edim and I could win if I could prove it later. So I gave kayach to your tfiyah, but if I have Edim, then I could win later. This is a nafkamina, two ways to learn shtika kaida. The Machne Ephraim in Hilchos Shomrim is mesupik kenze. Is mesupik. If I give you something to watch, I come to you, I put something on the table in front of you, and I say, I want you to watch this with me. And you're shaysik. Do we say shtika kaida in such a case? I put it down, and you're shaysik. So the Machta Frayim is mesupik. Do we understand shtika as mamish agreeing? Mamish agreeing, then you're agreeing. Well, shtika is, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to bother with you. If shtika is, I don't want to bother with you. So I'm not agreeing to watch it. You want to trade me a cup? I don't have to answer you. If you say, oh, your money in Bezdin, I have to answer you. If you tell me watch something, I don't have to answer you. So the Machta Ephraim is mesupik if you say shtika kaido in such a case. If the emes, there are two gedarim of shtika kaido, if they're both true. In other words, I am saying I don't want to bother you. But even more, I'm being minded. Could be that from the Gemara Bava Metzia, we don't see shtika as mamish haida. From the Sugi in Bava Metzia, all you see is the smaller level. In Bava Metzia, you see someone says, someone grabs it away from you. He says, this is my talis. He grabs it. And you're shaysik. So the grabber wins. Shtika kaida. From that Gemara, it could be that he's saying, what am I going to fight with you? Forget it. It's not worth it. We don't see shtika as mamish being maida from that Gemara. Well, we see he's saying, I don't want to bother arguing with you. From our Gemara, Rav said a halacha. Rav Kahana and Rav Papi, was it? argued with him. So they argued with him, and he did not argue back. Of Kana Ravasi argued with him. He didn't argue back. Here you see it's Mami Shaita, because if Shtika is only, I don't want to bother arguing with you, so what's the right? That Rav was Maida. Maybe you just didn't want to argue with him. We see from here that Shtika is Mami Shaita, because we're paskening based on Rav Shtika, we're paskening not like him. So we see that when a person is quiet, someone contradicts him and he's quiet, the assumption is he's Mamish Maida. So it could be that's what the Rama meant. From here we see Shtika is Mamish Kaida. It's like a total Haida. And that's it. It's interesting, if you look at the Agoy Sabach, very interesting Agoy Sabach, he says that it's only a Raya when Rav was Shaisik to Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, because they were a Talmud Chavar. They were Talmidim who reached his level. But if Rav was Shaisik to a Talmud, to the Ashkecha, and the Rabbah was Shaisik to Abaya, he says, then it's no Raya, because, like Chosh Lahashiv, the Talmud, he didn't want to bother answering him. It's no Raya, he was Maidah to him. You see, there's such a Musig that sometimes a person is quiet, like Chosh, I don't want to bother. So the Bas says that sometimes a person is quiet, just doesn't want to bother fighting. Here by Rav, since it was a Talmud Chavar, people who reached a Darga similar to Rav. So here, his shtika is a Haidah. It's not Lechosh, it's Mamish Haidah. And it follows that the Ramah says, is this the added Madrega that shtika Kaidah Legamri? It could be that that's Mishad the Ramah. Back to the Gemara of Shamin, so that it's Hashem will do on Sunday, Reb Chaim explains why ain't Shamin. Thank you.